Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are now Be'ezus Hashem up to the Gemara in Daf Yud-Beis. Before we start the Gemara in Daf Yud-Beis, I'd like to go back to the Gemara before in Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara brings down the following shayla. Rashi explains, "Kuloi mar nesius didi mehave nesius ma'alya." In the Sefer Aliyos Eliyahu, we find that Aliyos Eliyahu brings down from the Kaft of Aferach and Perek Yibes, that the Kaft of Aferach explains Pshat in Rebbe's Safik as follows, that the Safik of Rebbe, if he was Mechuyev a Sawyer or not, was because Rebbe was Mesupik im gadol hu gam be'eretz edei murnat. In other words, as far as all the other Nesiim, as Managolas was Pasha to Rebbe, that they were not Mechuyev the Sawyer, since they were Kfufim Tachas Malchus Adam. And since they were Kfufim Tachas Malchus Adam, for that reason, it is not considered Ein al Gabov El Hashem Elikov. For that reason, the Safik of Rebbe was only as far as he himself was concerned, since, as we find in the Gemara Navi Dizar and Daf Yud Amud Beis, Antoninus Kesar was Megadol Mechabed Rebbe, till we find that the Gemara says that he was Gochen Kame Rebbe. For that reason, Rebbe had it sad that as far as his Nesios is concerned, it is considered Ein Al Gabov El Hashem Elikov. From the Kaft of Aferach, one sees the following Chiddush, that if one has a Melechi Malchi Yisrael who is Kofuf to a Goy, it is not considered She'ein al Gabov El Hashem Olikov. And for that reason, Rebbe's entire Safik was only a Safik if he is Godol Gam Be'eretz Edei Mornat. On the other hand, in the Rambam in Perek Tesvav Milchash Gokas Vachavav, we find that the Rambam says, Melech She'ein al Avashos Adam Yisrael, such a person is mechuyev to bring a sawyer, since it is considered Ein al Gabov El Hashem Olikov, from the Rambam, and so too from the Meiri and the Mishnah is mashma, that in order to be considered Ein al Gabov El Hashem Olikov, all one needs is this, that there is no Yisrael al Gabov. The fact that there is a Goy al Gabov does not make any difference whatsoever. And according to the Rambam and the Meiri, one has to explain that the Shaila of Rebbe was itself based on this, that there is a Reish Galusa in Bavel, and his Safik was if he is Mechuyev, a Sawyer or not. In the Chassid David, in Perek Beis, we find that the Chassid David explains Pshat and the Safik of Rebbe as follows, that since as far as Parham Dover Shal Tzibur, the Halacha is the Bayrah, Halach Achar Roiv Yoishve Eretz Yisrael, for that reason Rebbe had a Safik, that so too as far as Sarnasi, which are now from Basin, that we do not take into account anyone who is not in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore the fact that Rebbe was Kofuf to the Reish Galusa will not make any difference whatsoever. In the Gemara we find that the Gemara goes on to say, Amalei Harei Tzarascha Bebavel, Eisve Malchi Yisrael Malchi Bistavid Eilu Mivim La'atzman Veilu Mivim La'atzman Amalei Hasam Loi Kaifi Adadi Hacha Anon Kaifinan Uhu Udidhu Rav Safra Masni Achi Bomini Rebbe Merabchia Kainani Mal Besoyer Amalei Hasam Shevet Hacha Mechaykek V'tanyo Yasser Shevet Mihuda Zerishkilo Shoa Bavo Shereides Yisrael B'makel Umechikek im eidragav eil b'nei bonav shal hilo shem olamdin teiro yisal b'rabim. Now, here one has to understand Pshat in this Rav Safra says that since Hasam Shevet Hacha Mechikek, for that reason, Rabbi would not have been Mechuyev a Sawyer, since like Karinon Bey ein al Gabov el Hashem Olikov. Uchayram im bonav shach, was Rabbi Kofov to the Reish Galusa shal above or not? And if Rebbe was Kofuf, who needs the Pasuk of Hasam Shevet Hacha Mechaykek? And if he was not Kofuf, then we'll hear the Pasuk of Hasam Shevet Hacha Mechaykek should not be Ma'le Umayrid. Since he was not Kofuf for that reason, we should say that it is considered Ein Al Gabov El Hashem Olikov. And so to one can ask from this how we find in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, on the Fama Vav Med Aleph, and in the Gemara in Gittin and Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, the Gemara says Rashi explains Gedula to mean Malchus, and Rashi goes on to say, we do not find Teirasan Ugdulasan Shalisol Badam Echad Shein Kamaisa B'Cholisol B'Teiro Uvigdula V'Goy Moshe Shalikodol Cholisol B'Malchus Uva Teira V'Chein Rabbi B'Nesios Uva Teira. From Rashi one clearly sees that there was no one Kamais Rabbi in Nesios. And so we find in the Tumim in Simen Gimel of Katan Vav the Tumim says that the May Rebbe, since Eretz was Tachas and Mishalas Adem, Shoysa'od Mishalas V'yodot Tekifa B'chola Ilam. For that reason, it is Pasha the Rebbe was not Kofov to the Reish Gerusa Shorobobo Shahoysa Tachas and Mishalas Pras. If someone has to understand what is Pshat in this, that the Gemara says, Hacha Anon Kaifinon Lehu Edidhu. So to explain Pshat in our Gemara, one has to say as follows, that even though the Fayol Rebbe was not kofof to the Reish Galusa, but since based on the Pasuk Vayaser Shevet Mehuda Mechikek Mi Bein Raglav, and the Gemara says, Hasam Shevet, the fact that the Reish Galusa Sherebovel had the Koyach of a Shevet. On the other hand, Rebbe was only the Mechikek. For that reason, it is considered that the Reish Galusa was Al Gabi Rebbe. As far as the Din Sraura Shanas Nalei Atira, the Din Sraura of the Reish Galusa is a higher Sraura than the Sraura of Rebbe. In other words, the Metzias, if one is kofof to someone else or not, does not make any difference as far as being considered Ein Al Gabav Elash Amoikov, but rather the only thing that makes a difference, if as far as Sraura, does he have the highest Sraura or not? And if as far as Adin Shanas Nalei Teira, he has a higher Sraura that itself is enough to be considered Ein Al Gabav Ela Hashem Alekav. And for that reason one can exclaim Shat in this, as we mentioned before, B'Shem the Rambam and the Meiri, that Ein Al Gabav Ela Hashem Alekav is dependent, if there is a Yisrael Al Gabav or not, is because Ein Al Gabav Ela Hashem Alekav is dependent, if this is the highest Sraura Shanasna Leiteira or not. And as long as it is the highest Sraura Shanasna Teira, that itself is enough to be considered Ein Al Gabav Ela Hashem Alekav. The fact that befoil one is kofof to someone else is not enough to be considered that Yesh Al Gabav someone else besides for Hashem Alekav. And therefore, only if the Teira gave a Sraura to another Yisrael do we say that it is not considered Ein Al Gabav Ela Hashem Alekav. A goy will not be enough for us to say that it should not be considered Ein Al Gabav Ela Hashem Alekav. In the Yerushalmi we find that the Yerushalmi says as follows, that Kol Eitzan Vav Chadashim Sheidavir Bareach Neefshon Benoy Himiskapoe Besira Kehedyet. Now here one has to understand what is pshat, that Eisan Vav Chadashim Hayim Eskaper Loi Kehedyet. So to explain pshat in Yerushalmi, we find in the Amnei Nezer, in Yeradei Simen, Shin Yerbeis Eis Chav Zayin, that the Shem Shmuel says as follows, this, that Eisan Vav Chadashim Hayim Eskaper Loi Kehedyet, is not because Ba'isan Vav Chadashim he was not considered a melech, but rather even Ba'isan Vav Chadashim he was considered a melech. This, that he was miskap like Hedyet, is because Ba'isan Vav Chadashim like Karinan Beisha Ein Al Gabav Ela Hashem Alekav, since he was kofof to Avshalem. Uchir from this Mahalach Beshitas Yerushalmi one clearly sees that to be considered Ein Al Gabav Ela Hashem Alekav one needs that befoil the melech is not kofof to anyone else. If befoil the melech is kofof to someone else, that is not considered Ein Al Gabav Ela Hashem Alekav. In the Meiri, on the other hand, the Dafir Aleph and Aleph, we find that the Meiri explains a different pshat in the Yerushalmi. And the Meiri proves from the Yerushalmi that from this that the Yerushalmi says that Ba'is and Vav Chadashim Ayim Eskarp like Hedyet, from here one sees in other words, in order to be considered a melech, It is not enough to have a Teres Melech and to be Nimshach HaMalchus, but rather one needs that he is Machzik B'Malchusai. And if he is not Machzik B'Malchusai, then he is not considered a Melech as far as the Din Sayer is concerned. In other words, Ba'isan Vav Chadashim, there was something missing in his actual Malchus. And for that reason, Yerushalmi says that Ba'isan Vav Chadashim Hayimevi Si'ira Kehedyet. And so Tulchei is Mefurish in the Yerushalmi, in the first parak of Rosh Hashanah, that the Yerushalmi says that those Vav Chadashim are not counted for the minion of the Malchus of David. The Yerushalmi asks a seeming stira in the Psukim. One pasuk says that David was Malach Arba'im Shana. Another pasuk says that David was Malach Zayin Shanim V'Shisha Chadashim. The Yerushalmi answers the kasha by bringing the memra of Rav Chuna. The Rav Chuna says, "Kol Eisan Vav Chadashim Sheidav Bareach Me'Avshalom Benei B'Siroi Meskaper Kehedyet." And for that reason, those Vav Chadashim were not Eila Min Aminyan. So from the Yerushalmi, one clearly sees that Eisan Vav Chadashim, there was something missing in his Malchus. And from this, we find that there is a pasuk that is meina those shisha chadashim, and the pasuk says bechevron molach zayin shanim v'shisha chadashim. One sees that even ba'isan vav chadashim, we do not say that he was considered a complete head yet, but rather he had a teres melech without the svara of malchus. And since he had a teres melech without the svara of malchus, for that reason the halacha is that a hayim miskaper kehed yet. Now getting back to the Meiri, from this that the Meiri proves from the Yerushalmi that Yerusha Enoi Denasi Alba Eichu Machzik B'Malchusai, Ochira one clearly sees that the Meiri was not nachis to explain Pshat in the Yerushalmi that this, that David HaMelech is maybe Sira Kehadi Ba'isan Vav Chadashim, was because Ba'isan Vav Chadashim, it is like Karina Beishein al Gabav Ela Hashem Oikav, but rather, even Ba'isan Vav Chadashim, really, it should be Karina Beishein al Gabav Ela Hashem Oikav. If not for this, that there is a locha that in order to be considered a Nasi, one needs the one is Machzik B'Malchusai, which is the Me'iri Lushitasi, as we mentioned before, that in order to be considered Ein al Gabav Ela Hashem Oikav, it is only dependent if there is another Yisrael HaGabav. And so to Lachir is Mefurish in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says this, that there is a halacha that both a Melech Mimalchei Beis David and a Melech Mimalchei Yisrael bring a Sar is only Ad Yehu Benimshi Umaytayme Ben Yerivayim Yeshua Chalkisi Yisrael Mikan Vaholan Belistia Hayu Neitun Esa. And for that reason, we can vahola a melech imalchi Yisrael will not bring a sawyer. And even though, as our Gemara says, hasam lekayfi adadi, and a melech imalchi Yisrael is not kofof befoyal to a melech mimalchi beis David, but still, since belistia hayunaitu an isa, for that reason, bedin, he was kofof to the melech imalchi beis David, and since bedin, he was kofof to the melech imalchi beis David, for that reason, it is considered that there is someone else al gabav, and therefore it is like Karina Bei She'ein al gabav Ela Hashem Oikav. So from the Yerushalmi, Lachir one clearly sees that Ein al gabav Ela Hashem Oikav is dependent if Bedin Yesh al gabav, someone else besides for Hashem Oikav, and it is not dependent if Befoil Yesh al gabav, someone else or not. That is Lachir what one sees in the Yerushalmi. And for that reason, as the Yeger Aryeh goes on to say, Lachir one cannot explain Pshat in the Yerushalmi that we mentioned before, the Pa'isan Vav Chadashim, Davra Malach is maybe Sira Kehedyet. Based on this, that is no longer considered Shein Agabav Ela Hashem Oikav, since from the Yerushalmi one sees that Ein Agabav Ela Hashem Oikav is not dependent upon if befail there is someone else Agabav besides for Hashem Oikav, but rather it is dependent if Bedin Yesh al Gabav, someone else besides for Hashem Oikav. That is the Chira, what comes out from the Yerushalmi. In the Mishnah Melech in Parshas Drachim, in Drosh Derech HaMelech, we find that the Mishnah Melech explains an other Mahalach in the Yerushalmi. And the Mishnah Melech explains this at the Yerushalmi. Says, "Apalis and Vav Chadashim, Hayim Meskap Leik Hedyet, is not because it was considered Sheyish HaGab of someone else besides for Hashem Leikav, and so too, it is not because of the Mahalach of the Me'iri, that in order to have the din of a Nasi, one needs the Machzik Malchusay, but rather it is because Ba'is and Vav Chadashim David HaMelech was Nitzareya. And since David HaMelech had Tzareas Ba'is and Vav Chadashim, for that reason Ba'is and Vav Chadashim, he was not considered a Melech, as we find that the Gemara says before, that a Melech that is Mitzareya is Naseh Chavshi Min HaMalchus. And for that reason, Ba'isan Vav Chadashim Hayim Iskaper Kehedyet." That is how the Mishnah Melech explains Pshat in the Yerushalmi. In the Gemara in Sanhedrin, on Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph, we find that the Gemara asks the same seeming stira as far as the minyan that David HaMelech was Melech that we mentioned before from the Yerushalmi. And the Gemara answers by saying that Hani Vav Chadashim like a Choshev of Fish Nitzdareya Bohem, which is similar to the Mahalach of the Mishnah Lamelech B'shitas HaYerushalmi, that the reason why Ba'isan Vav Chadashim he was maybe Seyura Kehedyet is because Ba'isan Vav Chadashim he was Nitzdareya, and therefore he was Nasa Chavshi Min HaMalchus. But from the Pashtos of the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says Ko Isan Vav Chadashim Shei David Bareachim Neavshon Benoi Hayim Eskaple B'Seyura Kehedyet is Mashma, that the reason why Ba'isan Vav Chadashim Hayim Eskaple B'Seyura Kehedyet is not because we say that Ba'isan Vav Chadashim he was Mitzareya, but rather it is because Ba'isan Vav Chadashim Hayim Bareach Hayim Neavshon Benoi, which is either because we say that Ba'isan Vav Chadashim it was not considered Shein Agabav Ela Hashem Olikav, or it is because we will say that Ba'isan Vav Chadashim, since he was not Machzik Malchuse, for that reason he was Meskaple B'Seyura Kehedyet, and he was not considered a complete Melech. From this, the Bavli does not answer the Kasha like the Yerushalmi, and answer the Kasha by saying that Ba'isan Vav Chadashim, Hayim Meskaple B'Seyura Kehedyet, since he was Bereach Mnei Avshalim. From the Bavli, L'chair one sees that the Bavli argues on the Yerushalmi, and the Bavli understands that one does not need a Melech Timachzik Malchusay in order to have the Kapara of a Soyer. But rather, even if one has a Melech who is not Machzik Malchusay, but still he is Meskaple Besar, and he is not considered like a Hedyet. And for that reason, the Bavli has to answer the seeming steer of the Pesukim by saying that the reason why those Vav Chadashim were not Nimne is only because Ba'isan Vav Chadashim he was Nasa Chavshi Min HaMalchus, since he was Nitzareya. Now from this we find in our Gemara, the Rebbe was Ba Mireb Chiyak Goynani Ma'u B'Seir. And Reb Chiyak answered back by saying, Haretz Haras Chabibavel. From our Gemara one sees, if not for this, that Haretz Haras Chabibavel and Rebbe was Kafaf to the Reish Galusa, as the Gemara goes on to say, then Rebbe would have been mechuyev to bring a Sawyer, and he would not be meskaper kehedyet. L'chaira, from here one sees that the halacha, as far as who is meskaper kehedyet, as far as who is mechuyev to bring a Sawyer, is not dependent upon a teras melech, but rather, if one has a nasi, she'ein agabav ela shamoikav, that itself is enough to be mechuyev to bring a Sawyer. And even though our Gemara brings down the drasha of the Teres Kainim, that the Teres Kainim says, Nasi Yachal Nasi Shevet Kenachshem Ben Aminadav, Tamul Emer Kol Mitzvahs Hashem Olikav, U'alon U'emer Amani Omer U'yiras Hashem Olikav, Malahon Shinagabav Ela Hashem Olikav, Af Nasi Shinagabav Ela Hashem Olikav. The Gemara does not mean to say the Malahon Melech, Af Kan Melech, and the Nasi is not enough, but rather, a Nasi is enough as long as it is a Nagabav El Hashem Olikav. And for that reason, had the Nasius of Rebbe been a Nasius a Nagabav El Hashem Olikav, that itself would be enough to Mechayiv Rebbe to bring a Sawyer. Which is now like the Mashmos of the Zayis Ranan in Parashas Vayikra, Who is Medayek from the Teres Kainim that a Kain can bring a sire? And from there the Zayishmanim goes on to prove that even though the Rishami says that Ema Midim Kaihanim Melachim, but b'diavad a Kain is considered a Melech. Ochayr from the Zayishmanim one sees that in order to bring a sire, it is not enough to be a Nasi, but rather one needs a Teras Melech. And so to Ochayr one sees in the Rishami that we mentioned before, that the Rishami says that any Melech Yimalchi saw that was Melech after Yehu ben Nimshi. Since Belistiyah Yunaitun Asa, for that reason, they were not Mechuyev Esor, but rather they were Meskaper Kehedyet. Ochayr this, that they were Meskaper Kehedyet, can be explained. Since one needs a Teras Melech in order to Meskaper Besor, and they did not have a Teras Melech Miyehu ben Nimshi Ve'ilach, since was Belistia Hayu Neitun Esa, and so do we find in the Karen Era, that the Karen Era proves from the Yerushalmi that a Chivsar is dependent upon a Teras Melech. According to the Mahalach of the Karen Era B'divrei Yerushalmi, Achira, one has to explain Pshat and Argamar, this Argamar says, Kaganani Mao Beseir. Rabbi was not referring to his Nesios, but rather Rabbi was referring to a Melech with an Nesios of Rebbe. If one has someone who has a Teras Melech with the same Nesios of Rebbe, would such a Melech have been Mechuya Vesey or not? And Abchia is Peshet, that even someone who would have a Teras Melech, if all he would have would be the Nesios of Rebbe, which is Kofof to the Reish Galusa, we would say that such a Melech is not Meskaper Besar, but rather such a Melech will be considered Kehedyet as far as the Dinsar is concerned, since it is like Karinim Bey Ein Agabav Ela Hashem Oikav. That is a Chira, how one has to explain Pshat and Argomor according to the Zeisranan and the Karen Era. In the Ramban and Parashas Mishpatim, on the other end, one clearly sees that the Ramban understands that all one needs is a Nasi, and one does not need a Teras Melech. And for that reason, the Ramban proves from our Gemara, Debuchal Nasi Dekro Nechol Gam Shar Nasi V'lav Davka Melech. And according to the Shita of the Ramban, one has to explain Pshat in the Yerushalmi, like we mentioned before, that a Melech Yimalchi saw after Yehu ben Nimshi, since Belist Yehu Yunaitu Na'isa, for that reason, they were Kofof to Melech Yimalchi Beis David, and based on this, that Bedin they were Kofof to Melech Yimalchi Beis David, for that reason, it is like Karina Beishen Agabov Ela Hashem Olikov, and therefore their din was Kehedyet. That is a Chirah Pshat in the Yerushalmi according to the Shita of the Ramban. So again, we have a Machlokes. If the din three may be Yisar is dependent upon someone who has a Teras Melech, or is the din three may be Yisar dependent upon a Nasi She'ein Al Gabav El HaShem Olikov? V'chirah, there is a tremendous nafkamina as far as the Reish Galusa himself is concerned. Does the Reish Galusa himself bring a sire or not? In the Adonizer and Yerdea, Simon Shin Yud Beis, in Ois Chav Zayin, in the Agar, we find that the Shem Mishmuel says that the Reish Galusa is an Eskaper Besor, and the Reish Galusa is considered a Nasi Shein Agabav Ela Hashem Olikav, and for that reason he is Meskaper Besor. On the other hand, in the Chignasan we find that the Chignasan is Mestapik if the Reish Galusa is Meskaper Besar or not. Achir, the Safik of the Chignasan is a Safik if one needs a Teras Melech in order to Meskaper Besar or not. The Reish Galusa was a Nasi without being considered a Melech. And for that reason, if we are to say, like the Zayisranan and the Kerner, that one needs a Teras Melech in order to Meskaper Besar, then so to the Reish Galusa will not be Meskaper Besar, since he is not considered a Melech. On the other hand, if we are to say that all one needs is a Nasi Shein Agabav Ela Hashem Olikav in order to Meskaper Besar, so to the Reish Galusa will be Meskaper Besar, since one has a Nasi Shein Agabav Ela Hashem Olikav. Now let us go on to the next sugya. In our Mishnah, we find that our Mishnah says as follows: Veizehu HaMashiach HaMashuach B'Shemen HaMishcha Uloi HaMeruba B'Vigadim. Rashi explains V'Uloi Meruba B'Vigadim to mean Shevabai Sheini Shoyhoyo Lahem Shemen HaMishcha. From Rashi, one sees that by this reason that they had Shemen HaMishcha, one cannot have a Meruba B'Vigadim. And for that reason, Rashi explains Meruba B'Vigadim to be referring to Bai Sheini. And so too we find in the Tesis HaRosh Nafi Gimel Amid Aleph, and in Tesis and Nazir and Nafim Zayin Amid Aleph, that the Tesis HaRosh and Tesis and Nazir are coming to explain the following Gemara. In the Gemara Nafi Gimel Amid Aleph, we find that the Gemara says, Meshuach B'Shemen HaMishcha Kledim L'Meruba B'Gadim. Tesis HaRosh and Tesis are Meir, how can one have a Meshuach B'Shemen HaMishcha Umiruba begadim at the same time? So again, from the Tesis HaRosh and Tesis, one clearly sees that they understand that as long as there was a Shemen HaMishcha, one cannot have a Kohen Gadol who is only a Meruba begadim. On the other hand, in the Ramban and Parshas Achrim, we find that the Ramban is Chilek, and the Ramban says that even Bizman that they had Shemen HaMishcha, but still one can have a Meruba begadim. And the Ramban proves from this that they are Masakin Kain Acher Bima Kippurim, Bim Ira Psul Barishan, Vuhu Alhoyanim Shach Rak Nisraba Bivagadim Lavad. From there, the Ramban proves one can have a Kain Gadol with Meruba Bivagadim even at the time that they had Shemen HaMishcha. On the other hand, in Tesis and Nazir, and Afram Zainu, we basically find that Tesis Nazir says that the Kain who is Nechnas Tachtav Hatab ben Nimshach b'Shemen HaMishcha. Now, okay, one has to understand Pshat and the Shita of Rashi and Tesis who say that Bizman Deika Shemen HaMishcha, one cannot have a Kohen Gadol who is a Meruba Begadim. Achaya, a Meruba Begadim is also considered a Kohen Gadol, as we find in the Drash of our Gemara and other Drashes that are mentioned in Teyas Kayanim. So, to explain Pshat, B'shitas Rashi and the Baal HaTesis, one can say Pashet, that even though a Kohen who is Meruba B'Vigadim is also considered a Kohen Gadol, B'chatchila there is a halacha that the Kohen Gadol has to be Nimshach B'Shemen HaMishcha, and the din of Meruba B'Vigadim is only a din B'Di'eved. And for that reason, Rashi and Tesis understand that as long as there is Shemen HaMishcha, one cannot have a Meruba B'Vigadim since a chatchila there is a halacha that the Kohen Gadol has to be Nimshach B'Shemen HaMishcha. Now, okay, one has to understand Pshat in the Ramban. What is Pshat in this? That the Ramban understands one can have a Kohen Gadol who is a Meruba B'Gadim even Mizman D'Ikar Shemen HaMishcha. Okay, there should be a Dinu Chatchil to Yimoshach the Kohen Gadol B'Shemen HaMishcha. So to explain Pshat, the Machlokes HaRishonim, okay, one can say as follows, that the Machlokes HaRishonim is dependent upon how to understand the halacha, the one is mechuyev to yimoshach the Kohen Gadol b'Shemen HaMishcha. Okay, one can explain pshat in the halacha, the one is mechuyev the Kohen Gadol b'Shemen HaMishcha with one of two mahalchim. Either one can explain pshat in the halacha to yimoshach the Kohen Gadol b'Shemen HaMishcha by saying that with the Mashiach b'Shemen HaMishcha, the Kohen Gadol was in Skadesh b'Kedusha Yisera, and the din v'chatchila to yimoshach the Kohen Gadol b'Shemen HaMishcha is dependent upon this, that there is a din v'chatchila to mekadesh the Kohen Gadol b'Kedusha Yisera, which only takes place with the Mashiach b'Shemen HaMishcha. Or one can say that the Mashiach b'Shemen HaMishcha is not meisif any Kedusha over a regular Kohen Gadol who is a Meruba B'Gadim, but rather all the Mashiach b'Shemen HaMishcha accomplishes is as far as the minoy to the Sarara of Kohen Gadol. With the Mashiach b'Shemen HaMishcha, with that, he is Nismane to the Sarara of Kohen Gadol. Okay, one can say that this is the basis of the Machlokes HaRishonim that we mentioned before. This Rashi and Tesis understand that Bizman D'Ikar Shemen HaMishcha, one did not have a Meruba B'Gadim, is because Rashi and Tesis understand that Halacha to Yimoshach Kohen Gadol b'Shemen HaMishcha is a halacha in Hilchos Kedushas Kohen Gadol, that with the Mashiach b'Shemen HaMishcha, one has a Kohen Gadol b'Kedusha Yisera, and with Chatchila one needs that Kedusha Yisera. And for that reason, Mizman D'Ikar Shemen HaMishcha, There is no such thing as a Kohen Gadol who is only a Merubah Begadim, since a Kohen Gadol is only a Merubah Begadim, is Chaser Biktush Asai. This, that the Ramban argues, is because the Ramban understands that Halacha to Yimeshech a Kohen Gadol B'Shem HaMishcha is not a Halacha because we say that with a Mashiach B'Shem HaMishcha one has a Yisaf as Kedusha, but rather the Kedusha of a Kohen Gadol who is Nimshach B'Shem HaMishcha. And the Kedusha of a Kohen Gadol is only Merubah Begadim is the same exact level of Kedusha. The entire Halacha to Yimeshech a Kohen Gadol B'Shem HaMishcha is because through a Mashiach B'Shem HaMishcha, he is Nismanet, the Sora of Kahuna Gedola. And therefore, if this that one needs a Kohen Gadol is not an order that he should have the Sora of Kahuna Gedola, but rather all one needs is the Kedusha's Kohen Gadol to do Aveda, one does not need to Mashiach the Kohen Gadol B'Shem HaMishcha. And for that reason, the Kohen that was Nichnas Tachtav is not Nimshach B'Shem HaMishcha. Okay, one can go a step further with Divrei HaRamban and say as follows, that the reason why they were now Meshech, the Kohen who was Nechnas Tachtav, is based on the drasha of the Teres Kohenim, that a Meshechin Shnei Kohanim Gedolim Ka'achad, which the Teres Kohenim darshens from the Pasuk of Isai, that Echad Meshechin Ve'ein Meshechim Shnayim, this a Meshechin Shnayim, is because with a Mashiach one has a minuit the Sora of Kahuna Gedola. And therefore, as far as the Sora of Kahuna Gedola, one can only have one Kohen Gadol who has the Sora of Kahuna Gedola. And for that reason, a Mashiachim Shnayim, in order that one should only have one person who has the Sora of Kahuna Gedola. And for that reason, they were now Mashiach the Kohen who is Nechnas Tachtav. So again, L'chir, we have a seeming machoikas harishenim as far as the halacha that we are Meshech, a Kohen Gadol B'Shem HaMishcha. Do we understand that with a Mashiach B'Shem HaMishcha, he was in Skadish Vikdusha Yisera, or do we say that with a Mashiach B'Shem HaMishcha, he was not in Skadish Vikdusha Yisera, but rather, the Mashiach B'Shem HaMishcha, he is Nismanet, the Svara of Kohuna Gedola. And therefore, as far as this, that our Mishnah says, "Ein bein kohen mashuach b'shem haMishcha u'merubah begadim, ela par habo al kol haMitzvos." This halacha that only mashuach b'shem haMishcha brings a par habo al kol haMitzvos, and a regular merubah begadim does not bring a par habo al kol haMitzvos, is dependent upon these two tzadim, according to Rashi and Tosfos. This only Mashiach B'Shem HaMishcha brings a par habo al kol haMitzvos is because only someone who was in Skadish Bikdusha Yisera brings a par habo al kol haMitzvos. On the other hand, according to the Mahalach of the Ramban, this halacha that we say that only Mashiach B'Shem HaMishcha brings a par habo al kol haMitzvos is okay because only Mashiach B'Shem HaMishcha, who has a sora of Kahuna Gedola, brings a par habo al kol haMitzvos. And the halacha of a par habo al kol haMitzvos is dependent upon the sora of Kahuna Gedola, and not dependent upon the Kedushas Kohen Gadol. In Rashi, we find the Rashi explains this, that our Mishnah says, "Emin kei Mashiach HaShem HaMishcha u'merubah begadim, ala par habo al kol haMitzvos." Rashi says, "Shemerubah begadim, eini mevi par haMdavar loy mishaloi v'loy mishal tzibor. From this, Rashi says that a merubah begadim is not mevi par haMdavar loy mishaloi v'loy mishal tzibor. Here one sees that the shita of Rashi is this, that only a par kohen Mashiach can be makriv a par helem davar. A regular kohen cannot be makriv a par helem davar. And for that reason, Rashi explains this, that our Mishnah says, means as far as who is makriv the par haba al kol haMitzvos, and only a kohen Mashiach HaShem HaMishcha can be makriv a par haba al kol haMitzvos. And so we find in Rashi and Kedushin on that from Avav and Rebeis, and Tosfos and Yuma on that from Zayin and Aleph b'Shem the Rivah. On the other hand, Tosfos in a number of places in Shas is Chilek. And Tosfos says that any kohen has a right to bring a par helim davar shal tzibur. In the Shar HaMelech, in Perek Aleph, Mehilchos Avedis Yom HaKippurim, at the end of Al-Chabes, we find that the Shar HaMelech asks the following Tmi on the Shita of Rashi and the Shita of the Riva. And the Shar HaMelech asks, how can Rashi and the Riva both say that a par helim davar has to be brought by a Kohen Mashiach? V'chaira, from the Gemara in Sukkah, and that involve an Aleph from Kriya, we see that any Kohen has a right to be makir a par helim davar. As the Gemara explains, this that the Mishnah in Sukkah says, that a mishmash is mani kavua, who makriv to meet him with shar kabon a sibur is coming to imar be par helim davar shal tzibur usir avi dezara. So from there one clearly sees that even a kain hedid can be makriv a par helim davar shal tzibur. That is a kasha that the Shar HaMelech asks on Rashi and the Riva. So to answer the kasha, all the Shar HaMelech HaChayon has to say that the Gemara in Sukkah that says that a mishmar which is kavul is man, that is a mishmar which is makriv. The par helim davar shal tzibur is referring to the halachas emuim of the par helim davar shal tzibur. But as far as the rest of the avedis hapar are concerned, those avedis which are ma'akves have to be done by a kohen Mashiach. In the Rambam, in Hilchos Ma'aser Korbanos Perkei Halachot HaSvav, we find that the Rambam has a third shita. And the Rambam shita is that we differentiate between a par helim davar v'kayim Mashiach himself and a par helim davar shal tzibur. And as far as a par helim davar shal tzibur is concerned, l'chatchila any kayim can be makriv a par helim davar shal tzibur. On the other hand, a par helim davar v'kayim Mashiach himself, l'chatchila has to be brought by the kayim Mashiach. No one else can bring that par. According to the Rambam, it is meduyik this that the Gemara in Sukkah says that a mishmer shakavul is man is makriv a par helim davar shal tzibur, and the Gemara does not say that a mishmer shakavul is man is makriv any par helim davar, since as far as a par kohen Mashiach is concerned, the chatchila the kohen Mashiach himself has to be makriv that par. That is how the Aruch HaNer explains pshat in the Gemara in Sukkah according to the shita of the Rambam. Now, according to the Rambam, this the Rambam says, the chatchila by a par helim davar v'kayim Mashiach, the kayim Mashiach has to be makriv that par. V'chir the pshat in this halacha of the chatchila is based on this, that he is the baal hapar. And since he is the baal par, for that reason, chatchila, he is the one who is supposed to be makriv his par. And for the reason by par helim davar shal tzibur, there is no halacha of chatchila. Only a kohen Mashiach is makriv a par helim davar shal tzibur. Now, l'chir this, Rashi says that only a kohen Mashiach is the one who is makriv a par helim davar. It's Rashi Shitasi who understands that with Mashiach b'shem Mishcha, he was in Skadesh b'ktusha yisera, and one needs a ktusha yisera of a kohen gadol who is nimshach b'shem Mishcha in order to be makriv a par helim davar. A regular kohen gadol cannot be makriv a par helim davar, and for that reason, a merubah begadim cannot be makriv a par helim davar. On the other hand, if we are to say that the entire halacha mishicha b'shem Mishcha is the only halacha in Hilchos Svara, then we'll clear the entire halacha of our mishnah is not halacha as far as being makriv a korban par helim davar, but rather it is halacha as far as who is mechuyev a par helim davar. And only someone with a svara of a kohen gadol is mechuyev a par helim davar. This at a par helim davar is dependent upon the svara of kohen gadol, can be explained based on this that we find in the Malbim. That the Malbim says that the tam of a korban of a kohen Mashiach is because the am is made mimenu v'sayim chinolav. Like the pasuk says, l'ashmas ha'am. And therefore, one can say that the halacha of a par kohen Mashiach is dependent upon the svara of a kohen gadol, and not dependent upon the kedusha of the kohen gadol. Now let us go on to the next part of our mishnah. Our mishnah says, "Em kohen mishamash a kohen shaver el par yom kippurim v'asiris ha'efa." זה וזה שבם עבידס עם הכיפורים ומצובם על הבסולה והסורם על המונה ואינה מתאמה בקרבין ויפרין ויפרמין ומחזירין הרי צייח. As he mentioned before in our Shir and Daf Yod, in the Turi Evan we find that the Turi Evan asks the following kasha from this that the Yerushalmi says, that a Kohen Gadol is mismane bepeh umestalik bepeh. And since a Kohen Gadol is mismane bepeh umestalik bepeh, what is pshat in this that our Mishnah says, that the only chiluk between a Kohen Meshamesh and a Kohen Shav is only a par yom kippur masir seifa. Okay, once he was over, he was mistalik bepeh. And if he is mistalik bepeh, he is no longer considered a Kohen Gadol at all. The Turi Evan answers his kasha by saying that had he been mistalik bepeh, he would not be considered a Kohen Gadol at all. This, that a Kohen Gadol Shaavar was not mistalik bepeh, is based on the halacha of Malin v'Kodesh v'Loy Meridin, that we are not allowed to be mistalik a Kohen Gadol since with his siluk we will be Meridin Oisei Mekdushasei. And for that reason, they were not misalik the Kohen Gadol, and therefore Mishnah says that a Kohen Gadol Shaavar is considered a Kohen Gadol. And the only difference between a Kohen Meshamesh and a Kohen Shaavar is only par yom kippurim v'asiris ha'eifa. In the Sefer Yega Aryeh and other svarim, we find that they bring down the following teretz b'shem Reb Chaim. The Reb Chaim answered the kasha of the Turi Evan as follows, that this halacha, that the Yerushalmi says that a Kohen Gadol is mismane bepeh umestalik bepeh, is as far as the svara of a Kohen Gadol is concerned. But as far as Kedushas Kohen Gadol, the Kedushas Kohen Gadol remains even after he is mistalik bepeh. As Reb Chaim says, that the din ha-meshicha shaloi eina b'teila la'ilam k'may kli shore shenimshach, shen yocha la'ilam wasbato mikdushasei v'li'asei schulin, thou kedushas ha-meshicha ein shayach bito, aval minu shalai yocha wasbato, thou minu shayach bito v'siluk. And that is pshat in this, that the Yerushalmi says, Kohen Gadol mismane bepeh. In other words, as far as the minu bepeh, which is a minu l'sroya, he can be mistalik bepeh. Since again we will say that al minoy shayech siluk. Reb Chaim goes on to say that with this one can explain pshat and the Gemara Nazir. That the Gemara Nazir says that a Kohen Gadol of a Nazir shepogo b'meis mitzvah yitamei Nazir shekdusha seikdusha shah v'yitamei Kohen Gadol shekdusha seikdusha seilam. Ochira, who is to say that the kedusha of a Kohen Gadol is kedusha seilam for Kohen Gadol ki mistalik bepeh? Reb Chaim says that according to his Yisoid, this that the Gemara says, that the Kedusha of a Kohen Gadol is Kedusha Seilam, is because even though he can be Mistalik Bepeh, but the Siluk Bepeh does not affect his Kedusha. We'll hear one can go a step further from Reb Chaim and say that this halacha, that the Kedusha of a Kohen Gadol is Kedusha Seilam, is not only halacha in a Kohen Gadol is Moshuach B'Shem and HaMeshcha, but rather even in a Kohen Gadol who is a Merube Begadim. But with this, that he is a Merube Begadim, he was Niskadesh V'Kdushas Kohen Gadol, which is never Nispatzo. And the entire halacha of Mistalik Bepeh is only as far as the Svara of Kuhuna Gedolua, but not as far as the Kedushas Kohen Gadol is concerned. Even a Kohen Gadol is only a Merube Begadim. In the Rambam, in Pirush Mishnayis, before in the Afyonim and Aleph, we find that the Rambam explains this, that the Mishnah says, Mashiach Sha'avar mei Meshichusei v'achak ha'chata, but still he is mevi a par, is because since he was Nimshach b'shemen ha'mishcha, that cannot be in his batzo. And for that reason, ein hevdel b'inayu v'ein kohen gadol ha'mishamish. From the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis, it is mashma, that this halacha, that the Kedushas Kohen Gadol is not Nispato, is only as far as someone who is Nimshach B'Shemen HaMishcha. As far as someone who is Nimshach B'Shemen HaMishcha, we will say that his Kedusha remains forever, and for that reason, Ein Beinoy Levein Kohen Gadol. On the other hand, a Merube Begadim will not be included in that category. And by Merube Begadim, we will say that he could be Nistalek, and he will no longer be considered like a regular Kohen Gadol. In the Achrinim we find another Malach as far as how to answer the Kasha of the Turi Evan. And the Achrinim answer the kasha of the Tereavim by saying that this that we say mismana bepeh umastalik bepeh is only as far as a Kohen Gadol whose entire minui was bepeh. If the entire minui is only bepeh, then we will say mismana bepeh umastalik bepeh. And the Kohen Gadol who is mismana bepeh is a Kohen Gadol who is mismana washah. For example, if let's say something happened to the first Kohen Gadol, that we needed to mana kohen acher tachtav kvi eivet on Yom Kippur. Such a kohen gadol who is only mismane l'shah is mismane bepeh. And such a kohen gadol who is mismane bepeh can also be mistalek bepeh. But a regular kohen gadol cannot be mistalek bepeh since his minui is not bepeh. This is another mahalach which we find in the Achrinim as far as how to answer the kasha of the Turi Aven. Let us go on to the next sugya. The Gemara says, "A moishchin melech be melech v'mteimer neiman mashku eshoimai mepnei machu kasei shel adoniya." The Gemara goes on to explain, "Amar mar a moishchin melech be melech minolan amar vacha by Yaakov dechzivam ma'niyarech yamim amamlachtei hu banav bekerav Yisrael." Which from there we learn out that Yerusha hi lachem. Uminon the Chikam Achoikes boy Meshicha Vulav called the boy Malka Miris Mochusala Bane Amra Papa Makra Hu Bonav Bekaravi Saul Bismancha Shalom be Saul Karina Bay Hu Bonav Vafiwa Beloy Meshicha. Now to explain Pshat in this, I think Gemara says that Heicha the Ikam Achoikes boy Meshicha we find a Machoikes between Rashi and Tesis. Rashi and Krisos on the Fehim Rebeis and Sotuz and Mashmos of Rashi in our sugya explains this, that we say the Bezman Dikam Achoikes. The Melech needs a Meshicha is because Heicha Deikam Achoikes Lav Yerushahi. And since there is no Yerusha taking place, Heicha Deikam Achoikes, the reason one needs Meshicha Batchila. That is how Rashi explains Pshat in the Gemara. In the Rambam, on the other hand, in Parak Aleph Me'ochas Klei Mikdash Halachi Yedalf, we find that the Rambam explains Pshat in the Gemara with a different Malach. And the Rambam explains this that we say, that Bizman De'ika Machlekes Boi Meshicha. The purpose of Meshicha is Kedei Lasalek HaMachlekes Leidia Lekol Shezehu Melech Levadai. But even where there is a machlekes, but still the Rambam understands that there is a Yerusha taking place. And so too we find in the Rambam, in Pirush Mishnayis, at the beginning of Krisos, that the Rambam says, Avoy Mizlamin ketata reizanim shak Hashem and HaMishcha, kedei lasalak hamerivo lahasar machlekes menohamin, kedei sheyedu shezel Mashiach Hashem v'yiru mipanav. According to the Rambam, it comes out that Bezman De'ika Machoikes, it was an eschadish, a new type of Meshicha, that this type of Meshicha is not coming in order to make him into a Melech, but rather this Meshicha is only coming with Salek HaMachoikes. And so too is the Mashmos of the Gemara, that the Gemara goes on to say, Tana, Afiyeru Benimshi Nimshach, Elam Neimachokase Shoyoyam. Which means to say, as the Gemara goes on to explain, that even though Malchi Yisrael are not Meshuchin, but still they are Meshach Yehu B'nimshi M'pnei HaMachlekes. So from here, L'chayel one sees that there is a new Meshicha in order L'hashbes HaMachlekes. In the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, we find that the Gemara says as follows, Meis Ba'adar, if the first king was Meis Ba'adar, Va'amar Ache Tachta B'nisam Meinim Rishenu Rishen U'shnil Rishenu. On this, the Gemara asks Pshita. The Gemara answers by saying, "Letzricha de imnu alei me adar umelach ben melachu, mal de tema nimnu a taratin shnin kamash malan." Rashi explains this: that we are meina rishenu arishan, and we are not meina the first year to the second king. Is because of ish hamalchus yirushay de chsevam an yarech yamim amamlach dayhu banav. The Pnei Yeshua explains pshat in Rashi that according to Rashi, this we are not meina the first year to the second melech is because we are referring to a case that there is a machlekes. And based on the fact that there is a machlekes for that reason, there is no Yerusha taking place like the Shita of Rashi, in our sugya. And since there is no Yerusha taking place, for that reason we are not meina the first year to the second melech. That is how the Peshua explains Pshat in the Gemara according to Rashi. But now Chayon has to understand Pshat in the Gemara according to the Rambam. What is Pshat? We are not meina the Rishon to the second melech. If according to the Rambam, even b'mokam achlikes, but still there is a Yerusha which is taking place, and he is considered a melech, if so is he meina the first year to the second melech. So to explain Pshat in the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah according to the Rambam, one has to say as follows, that even though there is a Yerusha taking place, and he is considered a melech, but in order to meina l'shana, one needs the hamado amalchus, and this, that he's being noyig like a melech. The fact that there's a Yerusha taking place is not enough. Now, one has to understand according to the Mahalach of the Pnei Yeshua in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah according to Rashi, that the Pnei Yeshua explains that the Gemara is referring to a case that there is a machlekes, and because there is a machlekes, for that reason we are not meina the Rishon l'Hasheni. Well, one can ask, if so, what is the Havamina that we should meina the Rishon l'Hasheni, if according to Rashi, b'mokam de'ika machlekes, there is no Yerusha taking place? And if there is no Yerusha taking place, then L'Chayit is Pashat. We cannot be Meina the Rishon L'Hasheni if he is not considered a Melech whatsoever. So to explain Pshat in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah according to the Mahalach of the Pnei Yeshua L'Chayit, one can say the following Chiddush as we find in the Mefarshim, that even according to Rashi, that there is no Yerusha taking place, Heicha De'ika Machlokes, but is only as far as this, that he is not considered an actual melech. And even though by Malchus, there is a halacha v'moishchem melech v'melech, based on the pasuk of Amar Yarech Chelma Mamlachta Yehu Bona V'Kerev Yisrael, the Yerusha Hi Lachem, and he is considered a melech right away. But Heicha De'ika Machlokes, he is not considered a melech right away. But even though he is not considered a melech right away, but still, he has a schos to become a melech. And based on this, that he has a schos to become a melech, for that reason, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is a havmina that afilu heicha de'ika machlokes, v'shuyimayna rishon l'hasheni. And the kamash one is this, that in order to yimayn rishon l'hasheni, one needs to have an actual Yerusha. And without an actual Yerusha, the fact that one has a schos to become a melech, that itself is not enough for us to say, v'shuyimayna rishon l'hasheni. That is the what comes out according to the Mahalach of the Pnei Yeshua in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. This that we mentioned, that even without a regular Yerusha, but still he zeicha as chos to become a melech, so to a chayr one sees by a kohen gadol. That even though the halacha is that a kohen gadol, ben kohen gadol is tol meshicha, and without a meshicha he is not considered a kohen gadol. That is only as far as this, that without Meshicha, he is not considered a full-fledged Kohen Gadol. But even without Meshicha, there is a din that the ben of a Kohen Gadol is Meshamesh Tachtov. In other words, the ben of a Kohen Gadol has a din to be Nismane Lies Kohen Gadol and to be Nimshach Le Kohen Gadol. Just till the time of Meshicha, he is not considered an actual Kohen Gadol. In the Menachas Chinuch and Mitzvah Kav Zayin, we find that the Menachas Chinuch has the following shaila. What is halacha as far as the melech, who was melech, and then a machleika started? And he was chayzer u'malchusay, does he need a meshich or not? The Menachas Chinuch brings the following raya from this that we find by David HaMelech, that even though he had a machleikas with Avshalom, we do not find that he was nimshach after he was chayzer u'malchusay. Well, one can ask the following kasha from this that we find, that even though David was nimshach al yedei Shmuel, but still he was nimshach again after the Misa of Shaul. If we are to say that once a melech is nimshach l'malchus, then even if there is a machlokes, but still he does not need a meshicha again, if so, what is pshat in this, that David HaMelech needed a meshicha again after the Misa of Shaul? So to answer this kasha, one has to say as follows, that as long as Shaul was not mace, even though David HaMelech had a Teyas Melech, But the Sora Malchus David HaMelech did not have till after the Misa of Shaul HaMelech. Like we find that the Gemara Megillah says, that since Adayin Uyatza Tiva Yishol David Ba'ilam, for that reason, there was no Chiyav of Meirid B'Malchus. And since David HaMelech did not yet have the Sora of Malchus, for that reason David HaMelech needed a Mashiach again, since there was something missing in the Malchus of David HaMelech before the Misa of Shaul. But once David HaMelech was Nimshach as a complete Melech after the Misa of Shaul, then even after the Machoikis of Avshalom, but still David HaMelech did not need another Mashicha. That is a Chiddush that we find in the Minchas Chinuch.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.